I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Children and teenagers are part of the national opioid epidemic, sometimes experiencing poisonings by opioid painkillers that are prescribed to family members. To talk about these and other dangers to children and teens from opioids is Dr. William Basco. He's a professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of General Pediatrics at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Basco, what are you seeing as far as children and teens and opioids?
One of the biggest ways the national opioid epidemic affects children and pediatricians now is through something called neonatal abstinence syndrome, where newborns are born addicted to opioid medications that their mothers were on during pregnancy. Now, sometimes that is appropriately prescribed opioid medications that the moms are addicted to, but other times it's illicit opioid use as well.
And what about the accidental poisoning from opioids for children and teens? How prevalent is that?
If you look at national studies of accidental medication poisonings, opioid medications are consistently within the top three groups of drugs that young children get into accidentally and cause them to go to the emergency department.
And what do parents and caregivers need to know about that potential threat then to children and teenagers?
Well, we would want parents to work hard to keep any medication safe, but opioid medications in particular are very high-risk medications for children to ingest accidentally. So our typical advice would be they should be in tightly sealed containers that are not easily opened by children, and the medications as a group should be stored in a locked cabinet.
And what about teenagers? A little different take on the access that teenagers are having to these medications?
By the time you get into the teenage years, you start to see problems with some of those teenagers using those medications that they were prescribed themselves or to another family member inappropriately, recreationally, and then some of those become addicted.
And what about cautions on that issue as far as parents overseeing the situation?
Well, that's a very important question because it is one that we find ourselves focusing on more and more. With the huge explosion of opioid use and misuse in adults, we've had to look very carefully at the reasons why and who we're prescribing these medications for in childhood. There's more and more evidence that for some acute pain due to trauma or surgery, non-opioid pain medications do just as well as the opioids. So we find ourselves asking more and more whether we should be prescribing these drugs in the first place. First, it's a consideration so that there's not too many of these out in the public anyway, but it also reduces the risk that these medications would ever cause that teenager to somehow become addicted to them, even after appropriate use due to pain from surgery or trauma.
Dr. Basco, what might a parent notice if, in fact, their teenager or a child has accidentally ingested these medications?
The first thing that the parents will likely notice is just sedation. Might show up as slurred speech, grogginess, sleepiness. Our biggest concern is that they can actually cause severe respiratory depression. If a parent is noticing any of those signs of neurologic change and suspects that their child has ingested opioids, either accidentally or intentionally, they really should be transported by an ambulance to an emergency room as quickly as possible.
Dr. Basco, thanks for this information about protecting children and teens from opioids.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.